come back from an intermission. If you can't take the heat, then stay out the kitchen. Just spitting cold facts, ain't nobody dissing. You're gonna see things clearly in night vision.
Welcome to KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. What are you lot saying? Been a minute still, but yeah. Few questions to just blast through. Starting off, obviously, the obvious, Big Sam. Get me? But really though, Sam, big man, why was you in the trap house like that, bruv? Like, at what stage in your head did it go through to say, boom, man's gonna fling on a blazer, white collar shirt it off, and gonna sit down in a fairly public place and talk crud? Your England manager, cuz. If that's me, I'm in a back room, lights out, man have to chat now. Then if everything come out, I just say some impersonator was flipping, trying to copy man's voice, and he's bantering. Cuz, your England manager haggling over 50 bags.
50 bags is 50 grand, by the way.
Your England manager haggling over 50 grand in a public surrounding area. Cuz, are you on crack cocaine? What are you doing, cuz? You had the best job in the world. F*** Brazil. F*** all of them, man. They're f*** them. Their FAs are crooked as f*** ours is. But they can't pull the wool over our eyes too much. Cuz then you get me. Man, we don't be on this rioting thing again. But, fam, Big Sam, brother, what are you doing? When I first heard the thing, I thought man was bantering, real life. I said to myself, this brother's a f***hole, because he's bantering, and he's thinking, ah, oh, Big Sam, he looks like one of the lads. Yeah, likes a bit of Charlie, this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking to myself, bruh, when I'm seeing Twitter now, and I'm seeing man filtering through the thing, and I'm looking at the thing, and I'm saying, right, they're saying, they're summoning Big Sam to the offices, and this, that, and the other. Hold up a minute, this ain't right. What's going on here? When I broke the thing down now, and I'm looking at videos and that, and I'm seeing Big Sam sweating, haggling over the 50 bag, like to say, I'm on this thing, like, you hear me? Shuffling, I'm like, raw. Ain't you England manager, cuz? Like, we was going mad over flipping Sven when all these public thing came out and we heard he was a flipping gallus. You get me? Laying down everything in sight. You get me? When we heard all that, we was outraged. How can you treat a gal like that? Ray. This is all I was hearing. Big Sam was in the hot seat, but he was also in the next hot seat, haggling for 50 bags. Big Sam, you've got banter, cuz. Swear down, you've got banter. Bare banter. It's like you just come and go. It's like you was a caretaker manager. So anyway, questions popping up now. Things are filtering through the timelines and stuff. Who's going to replace flipping Big Sam? Who's going to replace Big Sam? Who's going to replace Big Sam? So I'm like, rah. Obviously, you're going to go to one of the top man them, try and lure them, or whatever. Whatever. I'm hearing Gareth Southgate. And I'm thinking to myself, hold up a minute. Am I a f***head, bruv? Like, am I an actual f***head that you're trying to, that things is filtering through my timeline and I'm hearing Gareth Southgate linked with the England manager's job? Am I a and man already know what you're doing because you're trying to give it to him part-time, and if he does well, you're going to try and fling it to him and give him to the thing. Bruv, don't upset me, innit? I know what's going on already. About, oh yeah, intern, this, that, yeah. Bruv. Listen, I am not a d***head. Man know the coup and what's going on. It's just these other people that don't know. Gareth Southgate's the England manager. Simple. There's no interim or no nothing about it. Don't man chat. The only way he ain't getting it if this man does bad. But this is a little trial period for them because they don't even know what they're doing. So mad. Gareth Southgate, cuz. Oh, the callback Capello or something. Southgate, man, don't respect that man there. You mad. I'm not on that. Play with no manager. Simple. Man, just pick the own team. If man have to scuff it out, man, just scuff it out. But play no manager. Come on, cuz. He might as well play with no manager. Oh, okay then. Southgate's going to go and tell a man something. Southgate can't even tell his girl something. You don't piss me off. Arsenal season so far. By the way, this is Shoot the Defence. This is KV. Hashtag KV on Twitter. At Shoot the Defence on Twitter. You don't even need to know my Twitter name. I ain't really on hype thing like that. But yeah. The best podcast in the world. Question flew in. Arsenal season so far. Bruv, don't watch us in it. I'm not talking on it. Like, the question is a myth till after Christmas. Simple. I'm not chatting on Arsenal. I don't care. Man, we'll be on Twitter, guy, kick, and all that, and doing whatever. Yes, 3 points, this, that, and I'm not speaking on them. Because the minute I speak on them, is the minute they start going the wrong way. Long. So, Arsenal season so far, cool. No problem. Safe. That's a good question. Bless. Lingard and Johnson. You see how long I had to take the thing to say Johnson? Bruv, I'm distraught. Literally. Like, I don't know them, man. I'm not talking on a personal perspective. Like, to say, I know Glenn Johnson. Or I know Lingard. I don't know you, man. I really don't know you, lot. I don't even know no one that knows you. I don't really want to know no one that knows you, if I'm totally honest. But what I will say is you, man, do not deserve to be in that squad there. Because I don't give a shit what anybody's saying. You can say what you want to say. That's all bless. Cool. And you lot might get this and feel a way. Or even try and reply in a certain way. Or this, that, and the other. Or try and mock my career and this, that, and the other. That's all bless. That's all cool. Save. Because man, see you on the road, man, bang you up. I'm minor. But what I'm trying to say is, you have not got the caliber of name to say your name is going beside next man's name, who's played in World Cup. So you're getting a cap. You're getting an England... Bro, this is what I'm trying to say. I think the whole thing needs to be scrapped. The whole England thing. Because man are getting caps. Man ain't meant to be getting caps. Simple. Caps are just flying around like it's just... Like it's just a minor thing. It's not a minor. It's a prestige thing, you know, bruv. Friendly, no friendly, whatever, I don't care. Like, has football really come to this where man are calling on Glenn Johnson, cuz? Man called upon Glenn Johnson. Glenn Johnson's in the England squad, 2016. Yeah, bless, no problem. And man are supposed to go out and buy tickets and go and watch that. Well, I ain't getting it, cuz I ain't, man. But I'm just saying, people are meant to go out. Go and buy tickets to go and watch us stoke right back, cuz. Bleep this all you want. I don't care. Come out of here with that rubbishness. Lingard. Man, I don't want to go and watch Lingard, cuz. I'm not asked what you man there say. Oh, you're out of all the bliss. You same man that's saying, oh, you're out of all the same man that will chat behind your back. I'm not chatting behind your back. I'm chatting in your face. You're done now. Simple. Yeah? You're done now. You shouldn't be in the side. You shouldn't be in the squad. This is what England's come to. It's a mockery. Yeah, man, even got a manager. Man are trying to filter in the manager. Man are calling him interim. It's mad. Our whole system's on a madness right now. Yeah? We've got a World Cup or something coming in a couple of years. Done that, cuz. And we wonder why when we get to tournaments and that man can't perform. Yeah. You can buy KV hats. When this tweet goes out, with the link to this, there'll be a link to the where you can buy the KV hats as well. Do you get me? So, man, hustling out here, just go and buy the f***ing caps and stop chatting. And I really though, we teamed up with like KV, shooting defense, all this. We teamed up with like a sportswear company, and they're making some hats and that. And you know, Fling a little KV out there, you get me? Maybe when you're listening to KV, fling on the hat. Man ain't a good seller and all that, you get me? So I'll just say, buy the f***ing hat, innit? If you don't want to buy the hat, don't buy the hat. But we're still bridges, but just buy the hat, innit? Simple. Chat shit, get banged, cuz. Yeah? Simple. But yeah, if you got a spare dollar here or there, go and buy the hat. I don't know, you don't buy the hat, minor. You're a f***er, but minor. You get me? Minor. But yeah, there's a little wave right now. And there's like shoot the defense hats. Shoot the defense t-shirts. I'm trying to get a KV t-shirt out there, but then man, I'm trying to hustle them man there down on the price. You get me? But yeah. yeah. Just real. It's just real out here. It's just real. This is KV in line with Shoot the Defense. The best podcast in the world. Swansea American owners appointing former US national team coach Bob Bradley. Bradley, you see over here? Yeah, see over here is a different thing. Forget the American thing and however they support and whatever. But you see over here, and you see that club there. I've played for that club. Don't f*** with that club, innit? Yeah? Don't come and bring in your f***ing heads into that club and smashing up the club and tearing down the club and trying to bring in some franchise and all that. Listen, man knows where that club's come from. Beat this all you want. Yeah? I know where the clubs come from. Don't play around with the club. If you're going to elevate the club, so be it. But by appointing man like, what's his name? Bob Bradley. Man don't know no Bob Bradley. Man ain't going to respect him on the premiership front. Man are going to try and turn man over coming to here, patch everywhere. Away from home, cup games, man from blow leagues. Come on, man. It's all dead, bruv. Like, leave the clubs alone. If you ain't going to come and elevate the club and leave the club how it is with the foundation, obviously you're going to have to spice up the thing and make sure the club's proper and competing and this, that. Obviously, man, know that, and that's why you bought the club. Hopefully. But don't come in and start bringing... What's his name? Bob Bradley, cuz. Sound like a fucking quarterback, bruv. Am I dead? Tyson Fury, question came in, just Tyson Fury, question mark. And I'm like, right, okay, let me just break it down to you. I'm going to give you the double scenario. Even if you're sniffing coke, yeah, every man has their problems. Bless, no problem. Get your little treatment. Yeah, you're not that far, you're the heavyweight champion of the world. So, you're not that far gone either, because you're heavyweight champion of the world. So get your little flipping help, clean yourself up, come back, boom. Bang man up, show man, it was nothing. Even if they stitched you, bruv, and planted some sort of way, because I'm hearing all the stories. Yeah, and you ain't never going to know the full story until them man actually come out and tell the truth. Now, I just think everything's banter right now. So even if man they stitched you, do you know how mad I'll be at that point? You think I'm retiring? I'd say, cool, no problem, safe. Come out, man a cokehead, bless. Do the bang, train for the whole team. Come back, bang man up, rip up the belts, piss on the canvas, everything, cuz. Don't care, go mad. Bear things going on, bear gypsies in the yard, everything. That's what I will do. Like, yo, this is rubbish, this is dead. Oh, retired, I'm the greatest. You're not the greatest, bruv. Man come from a real era of heavyweights. Real era of heavyweights. Whatever era Tyson, Holyfield, Lennox, all them man they was in, that's the era, cuz. You're not coming from no era where, fam, you are not coming from an era where there's greats for you to call yourself great. Now you're good because you're heavyweight champ, undisputed. No, not undisputed. Sure, Wilder's got the next WBC, no? Anyway, whatever. But yeah, come on, show me you're great then, innit? Because many man had flaws, you know, because man, they don't watch no cokehead. Cool, man, I run banter for 6 months. Bang, come back. Rare. Come on. Tyson, they supposed to say Tyson raped a girl. That's worse than being a f***ing cokehead. Came back, won the belts. Bless, no problem. F*** you lot, innit? Come out, hug up, Tupac got killed. I don't know, but what I'm trying to say is, yeah, you don't quit because you just look like a bitch, cuz. Can't tweet crud like you're tweeting and go on like to say whatever and you quit. There ain't nothing wrong with you to quit unless you're a stone cold fucking crackhead, then you have to quit. But you don't quit. Heavyweight champ, you say you don't sniff coke, but you quit. Don't make no sense, cuz. Don't make no fucking sense. It's long. See, you're just making yourself look like a fucking... I might be looking like a fucking right now, but that's bliss. But a couple man will know what I'm saying. Either way, you have to fight again. Just to show, man, I am not yo. Simple. As a man. Man, don't quit, cuz. F*** that. Oh, now you can't even see my retirement on f***ing football. Look! Retire me then, innit? Man, don't quit. Look! Balotelli. 5 goals in his first 3 games for his new club in France. Do you rate him? Question mark. But Balotelli's Balotelli, innit? Like, it's just what kind of flipping attitude and mood and... You get me? Kind of thing you catch him in. Like, you don't really know them, man. Them men are just different. You get what I'm saying? It's like... You're thinking to yourself, bro, how did you, like... Like, man will say to me, oh, you f*** your career, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. But I was never at that stage. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, man made a good career out of what they was f***ing doing. That's bliss. No problem. Safe. Man played at some top clubs and this, that, and the other. Bang goals. Blah, blah, blah. Bliss. But man was never in a f***ing World Cup, bruv. To go from a World Cup to f***ing where he is now. Big move, Liverpool down. All that Melwood, everyone was gassed. Balotelli, Balotelli, Mario. Man was coming out. Balotelli, Balotelli, Mario. Flop team. And I'm like, nah. And you go from that to where man don't even want you and you're in the flipping wild, wild west. Bitter breeze. Bare dust. Nobody wants you. And they end up here. So it's just a thing where you just got to look at it now and see, okay, cool, no problem. Man, I already knew you could play because if you couldn't, you wouldn't have been playing World Cup levels and this, that, and the other. But can you maintain? As simple as that. Do you get me? Like, he's doing well now, but as soon as he gets all the hype back around him and this, that, and the other, what's he going to be like again? A bit of a prick. And be driving f***ing Bentleys through f***ing gardens again and all that. F***ing bro. What? Alan Shearer said he joined Blackburn to play for Doug Leash, not for money. What do you think about that? Obviously, come on, Shearer's a king out here. Can't play around with Shearer. Any striker that don't look like Shearer's a prick. And he ain't a striker. It's as simple as that. This is KV, in line with Shoot the Defence, the best podcast in the world. Appreciate all the tweets, retweets, faves, all of that. But... Man, I gotta ask you for one more quick flipping favour, innit? Simple. Yeah? Go and vote, innit? Yeah? There's a link on Shoot the Defences page about voting for us for the thing. If you think this podcast is the one, man, I already know it's the one, but if you, man, think it's the one, go and flipping vote for man. Let man go up on the stage and start talking crap on the stage. And go on Cop Trim's album, 1-800-DINOSAUR. Out on the app store, go and download that, do all that, all that, all that, all that, all that. Trim listens to the show, my cousin, UK rap / grime / this / that. And he's out there. Really, really out there. Shout out to Trim. Who else I got to shout out? See, that's it. Bloodline thing. Look, that's it. I ain't shout out. No one else, Carlos. No one else shout out my name. So, you know what I'm trying to say? That last shout out, and it's me and Shoot the Defence, isn't it? So what are you man saying? This is KV in line with Shoot the Defence, best podcast in the world.